Bravo, episode number 14.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. I am one of your hosts, Jolene Lunzer-Hernandez.
And I'm Chell Hernandez.
And we are here. We review episodes of, well, we basically go through them and review them, episodes of The Real Housewives of New York City, season 9.
Yes. And for those who've never seen the show, Jolene
loves Bravo.
And I hate it.
And Chell hates it. However, unfortunately for Chell, when he married me, he also married Bravo because we're like a package.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And look how far we've gotten. We've gotten to 14 episodes of a show you hate.
Yeah. Way to go me.
Way to go you. It's like you're pretty much halfway through.
Yeah.
Or more.
And we're leaning towards doing OC pretty soon.
We are. We're going to do some, we're going to try out some OC episodes and see how it goes.
Oh, I must really like our fans.
Yes, because people have requested it. And OC is awesome. And you have to do OC because OC is the OG show.
All right.
With the Housewives, the OG franchise, I should say.
Keep talking to me. Keep talking me into it. I'll say yes.
Too late. You already said yes. I've already watched the first episode because the new season of OC has started. And there's a new season that's a new episode that's...
I was kind of hoping that New York would end and then OC would start.
Yeah, they usually kind of overlap them in between. And then once New York ends, then they'll probably start Jersey.
Ugh.
So it's never going to be over, Chell.
I know. It's Bravo. We have to watch shows. I get it.
Because we now have a brand, Married to Bravo. And that is good. Are you doing okay?
Yeah. I should have said Married to the Real Housewives of New York City.
Yes. But you said you agreed to Married to Bravo. So let's dive right into this episode.
Sure.
So this is episode 14 of our podcast and also The Real Housewives of New York season 9. And the episode was called, I believe, A Slippery Slope.
Yeah, we left off, or we came into where people left off, which was the next day from that big argument where Tinsley kind of blew up at everybody because she was filled ganged up on.
Yes.
And we found out that in the morning, Bethany got up and she got ready because, as you said, Ramona was making breakfast.
Yo, and I don't believe that Ramona made that breakfast. There's this huge spread, and I think that she paid someone to come sneak the food in. And that she just...
She could have. I mean, you could have turned the cameras off at that point and then had just watched her serve it.
I just don't believe it. But yeah, Bethany didn't sleep very well. And we find out that's because she had anxiety, like you were talking about from that fight.
Mm-hmm.
They had the kind of... I wouldn't say it was necessarily a fight, but like kind of an argument where it got heated.
Well, she was confronting someone who had been physically abused. And that's kind of her mojo. That's why she started that foundation, was against abused women. So I think it was anxiety towards that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, she was just feeling anxious, and I think she felt maybe she jumped on Tinsley too hard. She didn't react in a soft way to her story.
Yeah.
And I think Tinsley deserves a little softness.
You think so?
Girls. I think so. I think she's opened up now. She's been vulnerable, and I think when you're vulnerable to people, it's a difficult thing to do. And I think that they could... Be a little softer with her.
I think
she's
that...
fragile right now.
Oh, okay. I could see that. I think later on in the episode, we found out that she was drinking and taking antidepressants.
Yeah.
So I think that she's not doing everything she can. And so I don't think that people should be softer. Okay. If she was doing everything she could, moving out of Sonia's and taking antidepressants only and not drinking all the time, which I think she obviously has a drinking problem.
Something is going on with Tinsley because there's been multiple episodes now where she's mentioned her drinking, and she mentioned to the counselor and said, it's not an issue. Like, I don't want to talk about it. It's not an issue. She has it in her family.
Yeah.
Alcoholism can definitely run in the family.
And later on in the episode, she always brings this up, which is like screaming to me, alcoholic. Like, I'm not doing it to push anything down. It's like, oh, okay, no one asked.
So if you volunteer that information,
you're
it's
doing
probably
it
what you're doing.
Doing, yeah.
And I speak from experience saying, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
No matter what, she's headed down a dangerous path, using alcohol to not necessarily deal with her problems.
I agree.
She is always, in almost every scene, she brings up, I'd like to have a drink. Let's drink. Drink. That's Tinsley.
And even hard alcohol, wine, it doesn't matter. Like, she just wants to drink.
She likes her Tito's.
Yeah.
Which I believe is vodka.
I don't know. Have you ever had Tito's when you were not sober?
Tito's was around when I was drinking.
Oh, do you want me to try it for the
you don't have to
for research.
They're not a big drinker, unless of course you want to. But
They sell single servings, then yeah, that'd be great.
I don't know if I've ever seen you drunk on vodka, but I've seen you drunk. How long we've been together?
I was drunk on vodka when it was the New Year's, and I spent the night in my truck.
Yeah, so. You drunk is like you have two drinks and then you disappear.
I got a lot of shit going on in my mind.
You got a lot of shit, and then you just run, and I'm like, where is he going? Why is you're like Forrest Gump? Once you're drunk, you just run.
You're
a drunk Forrest Gump. Okay.
So then Dorinda doesn't want to go skiing.
Nope, she doesn't.
Carol stays behind with her.
She does.
And then the rest of the girls go skiing. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, we find out Dorinda felt guilty about her room situation and gave it up.
Yeah, that was such a bummer to find out that she gave her room to Ramona and Sonia.
I'm sure she didn't feel guilty. It's just that Ramona and Sonia just kept bitching about it.
Yes. Like, how dare she have a big room?
Yeah. If I would have kept hearing it, I'd been like, forget it. Like, I'm going to hear it all trip. I'm just going to give it to them.
And that's how Dorinda works. And Ramona knows that. And Sonia knows that. And these two on a vacation are like teenage girls.
Yeah.
They dress alike. They talk alike. They walk alike. They sleep together. They do each other's hair. It's Trey annoying.
Even in previous seasons, they've done that?
Yes. Every season they do it.
Mm.
Every season. Yet they judge everyone else. And there's always an issue with the rooms. And it just kind of ruins the vacation for the other women. She should have let Dorinda have the room. So there's this big breakfast and they eat it. And who doesn't partake in the breakfast? Bethany.
Yeah, we said that we think Bethany left early so that she didn't have to deal with Ramona's breakfast.
Of course. I wouldn't want to either.
Yeah.
I don't blame her. So they're heading out.
We go to the ski slopes
and we find out
Ramona needs an instructor.
Oh, gosh.
And so two instructors come because Sonia needs one too.
Yes.
But who does Ramona pick?
She picks the young guy who should be dating her daughter.
Yeah.
Literally born yesterday.
And she knows how to ski, right? And she's like, I've done it in Aspen, but she just wants someone to flirt with, which she admits to.
And I love how the problem with her form that she shows this young, hot ski instructor who was super waspy, by the way, after we learned all about waspy, I think, last episode.
Yeah, you were labeling people waspy today we were in Santa Monica.
We were in Santa Monica, and there's this group of very waspy people walking down the stairs, and they did that thing that people do when they hold lots of privilege in the world, and they just didn't move over to the side at all, and you had to stop, and I was like, don't stop walking for them wasps.
I know, and that was my decision.
That.
It's not that they were holding up the stairs. I just didn't feel like walking next to them.
I know, and I was just like, hey.
You were very...
Check your privilege, fools. That's
I don't know why you did that. That made me super anxious. It's okay.
Sometimes.
It happens. So I think, and she gave the old instructor to Sonia.
Yes, and Sonia's like, of course, I get the old instructor. Ramona gets the young guy. So she's hitting on Tim.
Yeah.
His name is Tim. Poor Tim.
Hold
Poor
my skis, Tim.
And then Tim became her servant.
Yeah, basically.
Not just her instructor. And when she was showing what she has issues with her skiing, it was like, sometimes my form is off. Sometimes I just do this. And it was like she pouts her butt out. And then it was like, or like this. And then she pouts her butt out a little bit more, but in the right way. And I know I should do this. And it was all like her
butt
just
stuff.
Sticking her ass out at this young kid.
She should just tell that kid how old she is.
So Ramona needs to register as a sex offender. Like
she did later on in the episode said, because we're in our 40s. And it's like, no, you're 16.
Add 20 years to that, Ramona. Bethany's in her 40s.
Yeah.
But that ain't you, girl. And that's okay. But don't say it is.
Yeah.
So they hit the ski slopes.
Yeah, and then they're in the gondola, and we see Bethany has carefully placed her skinny girl emblem so that people could see it.
Yeah, she has a skinny girl snowboard.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool and fine and fantastic, but she perfectly put it so that every shot of her, they can't miss it. It's right up against her cheek.
She sold that brand, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think
so. She sold
the alcohol. I don't know how the
maybe they're paying her for advertising that.
Well, I'm sure
every
her
time
deal
it's
with
seen,
Bravo
yeah.
has been for a long time that skinny girl.
Well,
is
we flash back and she had a skinny girl car.
She did back in 2011, and of course, Luann was hating like just the hater. Luann hates people hate on her, but she's such a hater.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And she's like, are you gonna get a skinny? What's next? A skinny girl tramp stamp?
And then...
How does that even make sense in the logic of we're going on transportation? We go from a car to a snowboard to a tram stand?
It would have been like a skinny girl house. Would have been better.
Or something that moves. Something that skinny girl carries her somewhere.
Oh.
A yacht?
Scooter.
A boat?
Scooter.
Or was she talking about it like it started as a car and kind of downgraded as a snowboard and then went to a tram? Is that what she's
there,
saying?
Maybe.
Like the brand, because Ramona threw out that she said the brand
is failing.
She could have
been making a very smart joke.
Make it a little, that we didn't catch. And as comedians, we should.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I caught that a little bit.
Good one.
Thank you. Ooh, I feel so special. So then I was really impressed with how Bethany snowboards.
Oh, she's so good.
She was a badass.
Oh, man. So much respect for her. She's so good.
And I did think Luann skied very beautifully.
Yeah. And Tinsley was a good skier, too.
Tinsley was too. And Ramona was annoying as fuck.
No, Ramona's so like,
And then Tinsley. She told Tinsley, you're too close to me, Tinsley. You're too close. But you see the shot before? Like, the ski instructor's real close to her, but that was fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
He could be right up on her butt. But she's like, Ramona always has to have an issue. She always has a problem.
She does. I remember when she, it was the photo, they took a photo and Bethany just declined nicely.
Yeah.
And then later on, Ramona skied by her and said, I hate when snowboarders are near me. So like, all right, Ramona, quit hating on Bethany. Yeah. Like, take your passive aggressiveness elsewhere.
She called Bethany out for being a high schooler, and then she does some passive aggressive shit and skis past her and goes, I don't like snowboarders behind me.
Yeah, I don't like Ramona at all.
Oh, this season Ramona is just totally sucking.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll ever, do you think they'll ever kick her out, or she's just always OG?
No, because she's had her moments through the seasons where she's been likable and been not likable, but this season she's very much not likable.
I haven't liked her at all.
No, there's other seasons where she was the underdog, and I feel like you could like her then, but this, she is pretty much a mean girl. She's mean girling it up.
I wonder if she'll leave this season because she's mean girling it up.
I don't know. I don't know if she sees it that way or if she's just accepted that that's okay and that's her character and that she's an OG and she doesn't care.
Interesting.
I'm not sure.
So then we go to Ski Lodge where Dorindel and Carol have a ginger ale and a hot chocolate.
Yep.
And we find out that Page Six, which you told me like was a gossip site. Mm-hmm. Bethany's ex was on there.
Yeah. He was arrested for stalking Bethany.
Yeah.
And Carol opens up for the first time to Dorinda, or that we know of, about what's been going on and what Bethany's ex-husband, Jason, these horrible things he's been saying and doing and now threatening her.
At the school that her daughter's going to.
Mm-hmm. It's sad. It's horrible.
It's horrible.
This guy has clear psychological problems. And the more we learn throughout the episode of what he's doing to Bethany, I thought it was interesting. You were like, he's OJing her.
We've
watched all the OJ shows now.
Yeah.
We watched the OJ Made in America documentary, which if you haven't seen it on Netflix, watch it. It's even if you're like, I've watched every OJ thing, this is beyond OJ.
This is
it
the
covers
best.
So many aspects of what actually happened in our society. And then we watched the show where Cuba Gooding Jr. played OJ.
People versus OJ Simpson.
Yep, and we watched many other documentaries about it.
But this is very interesting because he's trying to gain control of her in any way that he had. I think when he was married, he thought he had complete control over her. And now that she's divorced, he's going crazy. And I'm glad that he was arrested for stalking because then it creates a police report. And what we learned from the OJ thing is that ultimately nobody would really file a police report against him because he was OJ.
Mm-hmm.
And so at least this is stopping that behavior, or at least preventing this behavior from getting worse, from heightening to a place where, you know, he can lose control of himself and do something very detrimental to Bethany.
It's scary. This season, the fact that two of the housewives have brought up or are dealing with abusive, both are exes, but have dealt with abuse or ongoing abuse and threats and things like that. It's scary. It's terrifying.
It's scary, but it's good that it's happening because it needs to be talked about. And I don't think that as a society, we've really come to this point where we're starting to talk about that. Like, I think before, like maybe years ago, it would happen inside the family and then people would be like, it stays in the family. And now it's happening and people are talking about it on TV, which is what needs to happen because this type of behavior shouldn't exist at all.
No.
And we should never normalize it. and it is as bad as you hear it is. Mm-hmm. You have a woman that's being terrified by a man who's probably 50 pounds, I don't know, 100 pounds heavier than her. And we're supposed to be like, oh, that's normal. No, that's not normal. That's really bad and could lead to worse things if the behavior is not stopped.
Exactly. And that's what I didn't like when Dorinda started talking. Sometimes Dorinda has these weird old school mentality about things that I don't like. And sometimes she's super progressive. And this is a case where I felt like when she was talking to Bethany, she was almost praising her for not putting her business out there. That would be okay if she was praising her for maybe not bad talking her ex to her daughter.
Agreed.
But she was comparing it with Tinsley, I believe, and she was saying Tinsley airs her dirty laundry. You shouldn't do that. It's like, no, Tinsley has every right to put that out there. She's on a reality show.
I agree with you.
It bothered me that Dorinda was kind of insinuating that she thinks Tinsley shouldn't be talking about the abusive relationship she was in.
Plus you on the Tinsley thing, but mm-hmm. I think I need Tinsley to talk more about her situation and how this person was abusive, because I don't think she opens up about that. She really just opens up about how she got her mugshot. She's more embarrassed about that than the actual situation that happened in front of her or in her marriage, because she barely talks about it. She's like, oh, yes, I was abused.
She wasn't abused in her marriage. She was abused in a dating relationship after her marriage.
She needs to talk about that. And I think that, you know, having Bethany talk about it, maybe Tinsley will start, because then it'll be like, oh, that's happened to you.
You want specifics?
I think that's the only way as a society we can really move forward.
It's so hard.
It's very hard. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. But ultimately, as a person on the outside, if I don't know specifically what happened, then, I think of it as like, maybe it wasn't that bad. But if you tell me specifics, I'm going to be like, whoa, this needs to change, you know?
I think if a woman says she was abused, then it was bad.
Oh, I agree.
On any level. And I know you're not downplaying
it. I'm not downplaying
that. But it's just scary to go, well, how bad was it? It's like, in her face.
I'm not saying how bad was it. I'm mm-hmm. saying that in order to start a conversation, it needs to be brought up, because that's the only way people are going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm not saying how bad it was. I believe her 100%.
Yeah.
But I think if she were to able to open up and talk about that, no matter how hard it was, people who would watch the show would start talking about physical violence and how they've either been affected by it or how they've seen it. Mm-hmm. And it could really just start the ball rolling. But, I think that takes a lot of bravery, and maybe she's not ready yet. And it's part of the reason she's drinking and taking antidepressants.
I don't think she's ready yet to share that with the world. I think she's been embarrassed enough about her being arrested, as she says, undeservingly, for something she didn't do. Because in the beginning episodes, we didn't know that there was any kind of abuse. We just knew that there was this allegation that she was trespassing or stalking, and we kind of made light of it. So it was like, okay, yeah, you're not going over to his house. You forgot something. But if, now that there are these allegations of abuse, it became a lot more serious. And she's definitely, I think that was a small step for her. Or that was a big step, even though it seemed... might seem small for her to even probably admit the abuse. Mm-hmm. It's probably embarrassing, because it is. It is. As a woman I can speak to, it is embarrassing to have to admit that something like that happened to you.
And it shouldn't be embarrassing.
It shouldn't be, but it's just like, it's so uncomfortable, and it's something you never want to deal with, and it's that power struggle, and there's just so many elements to it that are just frustrating.
And you're right, it is uncomfortable, but mm-hmm. it's uncomfortable because it hasn't been brought up in our society before. And this is a new type of society where it needs to be talked about. That's my personal opinion. I think if it's talked about more often, then people will have...
You don't think it's talked about enough? Because it's been brought up. I mean, there's been... but it's where people are just able... Men are able to get away with it, and especially powerful men and men with money, and that's the people that Tinsley's rolling with.
And I think they're able to talk or get away with it because it's something that's brushed under so easily mm-hmm. and not talked about.
And because once a woman comes out about things like that, their question, their integrity's question, can we trust her? Can we believe her? What did she do? Did she deserve it? And it's the same thing with rape allegations. That's why a lot of women don't come forward and open up, and they don't even want to fucking talk about
it. Yeah, but no
because
woman.
Because you're going to be put under the microscope. It's like, why is she under the microscope? How about the person that is abusing her mm-hmm. under the microscope? Why does she have to prove it?
Yeah, but no woman should be intimidated. That's just not. Mm-hmm.
But that's a lot of times what happens.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. We digress. But it's a serious issue.
And it
I'm
is
glad
a serious
that we can,
issue.
Talk about it.
And I would rather talk about that than Real Housewives.
Well, I know, because it's more important. And I do hope, I just really hope that I don't follow, you know, Bethany Frankel's relationship in the media.
I don't either.
So I don't know what's happening now. But, you know, with the stalking allegation and with him running up and saying, I will destroy you. And that's terrifying.
Yeah, that is scary.
I don't know how she's dealing with this season, being on the show and going through that.
Yeah.
And being, it being so public.
It's tough.
And then trying to protect your daughter because it's her dad.
And this all happened when all the skiers went back to the lodge and Dorinda and Carol was there.
Yep.
That's where we found out Tinsley mm-hmm. was taking antidepressants and drinking.
And drinking, which is so dangerous, and I wish she would stop that. And it counteracts the serotonin pill she's taking to take a depressant.
And Dorinda brought the ski instructor to be her maid. So
no, Ramona did.
Oh, Ramona. Yeah. Sorry, Ramona.
And this is when I like Dorinda, because Dorinda calls Ramona out. It's like, no, because Ramona's got him running around getting drinks for the girls.
Well, that happened because Dorinda started talking to the guy and found out that they grew up around the same place.
Yes,
and then Ramona was like, go get me a drink.
Yes, and Carol called her out perfectly and was like, wasn't it Carol that called her out in her interview?
No, it was Dorinda.
In her interview? I thought it was Carol.
No, it was Dorinda. Dorinda's like, that's how she is. This is such a bad flirt. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, you don't want me to talk to him. Oh, yeah, Carol did say, like,
in the interview, yeah. That's typical Ramona. Like, she saw him showing interest in someone else, even if it was just, hey, we grew up in the same area. Because anytime you run into anyone, or you meet someone and they're like, I grew up in St. Paul. I'm like, I grew up in St. Paul. And then you have this little connection.
Cool, yeah.
Not like you want to bang. It's just like, oh, wow, we both grew up in St. Paul. How cool. You know, they don't bang everyone I meet from St. Paul.
Let's bang.
And that, it's gross.
We banging?
We banging now? This is what we do it?
Okay, you St. Paul, right?
You St. Paul. I'm St. Paul. We bang.
South side, north side.
On east side.
All right, that's a handy.
Okay,
all right, let's bang.
At least a handy. So then Ramona puts him on a mission, gives him a task to go get them drinks.
And then she continued that. She was like, all right, you want a Bloody Mary? All right, who else?
And Dorinda's like, he's not the waiter. You know, and this poor guy just felt so uncomfortable. And Ramona's flirting with him, and it's uncomfortable. And it's just,
how can you flirt with someone that's like telling you what to do? It's so weird.
How can you flirt with someone that could have birthed twice, technically, like in your life? You had two opportunities.
Not only at 20, but at 42.
Yeah. It's too much. So we have that. And then the girls go back to, so I liked the little thing with Dorinda and Carol had where they were just like gossiping in the,
well, yeah, it gives them a chance to connect. Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that they're both like, we don't want to scare.
And they get to converse about a serious issue that needs to be more talkative.
Yep.
About.
And again, Carol and Dorinda are talking about the serious thing. Only people on the show, basically, because, you know, I'm Bethany Wood, but it's her own situation.
Yeah, if like Ramona was there, Ramona would be like, in my marriage, there's no domestic. It would just always relate back to
her. There was never domestic.
Luann. If Luann was there.
Oh, Luann. Yeah.
So we go back to the house. Everyone's coming in from the ski lodge. And then we find out that Ramona wanted the chefs to come in and cook a meal prepared by her.
The bartender at the bar at the ski lodge and some fancy pants chefs and invites them back.
Yeah.
Oh, we have
to mention. And Bethany's going to pay for it.
Really quick, the toast that Ramona did when they were off the slopes and they met up with Carol and Dorinda, and she had her wine and she was making her ski instructor be her servant, when she was like, I don't know who planned, whose idea this trip was, but, and it was like,
oh, that was so
rude.
Bad.
She's so rude. Her underhanded, just rude comments they're too much.
And Bethany was like hurting because she just found out about the Page Six.
She's reading Page Six while Ramona's always digging her, always constantly digging her. And it's just like, Bethany's idea.
Yeah.
Bethany and Carol. It was their idea. You fucking
You
know
wanted
that.
To go to Aspen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted to go to Aspen, you snob.
Yeah.
Because you said it's too icy. But apparently they hit a good weekend.
The ice is on the bottom. It's too icy. And then it's powdery on top.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
They don't have 20-year-old ski instructors I can flirt with and make my serve. And I'm Ramona. Ah, yeah. Crazy eyes. Okay. So... She hires. She's not paying for it. That's what Bethany said.
Because Bethany's paying for it.
She's like, because the guy brings Ramona a bottle of wine that she requested that Ramona had to mention is $100 a bottle.
Yeah.
And Bethany's like, yeah, when someone else is paying, she'll order everything.
I don't like Ramona anymore.
No.
I like
either.
Bethany. I think she's becoming a more of a favorite of mine after Luann said that thing last week. So.
After she said.
The one where I think the help used my restroom.
Ugh.
Bethany's becoming one of my favorites. So after or before the dinner, Sonia is getting her hair done by Ramona because they got to look like twinsies.
She's doing a shitty job with the wand.
Oh, it looks so bad.
She did a decent job on herself.
Yeah.
But she was making Sonia look like a wet dog or something.
Yeah. And I don't know how you could do a good job on yourself and not someone else. It doesn't make sense to me. But Luann comes in because earlier in the episode, we found out that Bethany was okay with Ramona coming to Mexico, but only if she came for like a couple days, like Luann, with Luann, so like she could then be okay with the trip kind of thing.
Because Luann has to come a couple days late.
Yeah.
She can't come for the full trip. So then, a light bulb goes off in Bethany's head and she's like, oh, hey, that's perfect. Then I can have two nice days without Ramona and then two psychotic days.
Yeah. So Luann went in and was going to ask Ramona to go with her.
I feel like Luann was a little bit planting a seed, hoping for a little bit of drama, I think.
Well, Sonia said that she was already invited and that Bethany said that Ramona was not going to be invited at all. So, like, there was no seed. There was just Sonia just kind of spreading some stuff in front of Ramona.
Got so excited when Luann said, no, Bethany said that Ramona can come. And she's like, ah! And I was like, oh my gosh, you two are so codependent on each other.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But, yeah. It was.
But I think Ramona saw through it. Like, she was like, oh, I want to be invited by the whole trip, and I want to be invited by Bethany, because I'm a crazy psycho who loves messing with people's minds.
Mm-hmm. Or as Bethany calls her, the HBIC. She's the head bitch in charge. Yeah. And she really is, and she thinks she's in charge of everything. So she's not totally sold on the invite she got.
Nope.
And she knows what Bethany's doing. We all do. The only person that doesn't is Sonia.
Yeah.
Because Sonia's like, oh, she can come for a couple days. That's better than nothing.
Yeah.
But Ramona knows Bethany still has the upper hand. So we'll see what happens with that. But then they sit down for dinner, and it's this fancy, like, steak and lamb chop.
Yeah.
And Ramona gets super excited, and she's the worst flirt. Tinsley's bad, too. Her and Tinsley are, like, tied for worst, most awkward...
Worst flirts of the season.
Of the season. Where the guy, she's like, lamb chops! She takes squeals.
Yeah.
And I just, oh, I'm like, it's Ramona. Like,
you're 60. You're not 18.
Like, Ramona's the same age as my mom, okay? So I can't imagine my mom squealing at a dude over lamb chops or wine. I just, maybe, you know.
At a casino.
At a casino. Lottery tickets, scratch offs. Maybe that's a squeal worthy. And I feel like in your 60s, that's squeal worthy. But not food.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just.
I squeal at food, though. I'm a foodie, though.
You're a foodie. It just, Ramona squeals at decadence.
Yeah.
That's what she, and then she can show everyone, like, I did this.
It'd be like, it replaced all that food with piles of money, and then it would be like, that's what she likes.
Yeah.
The plate with the most pile of money.
Yeah, she doesn't care what it tastes like. She's just tastes, all she tastes is cash. She's like, and this wine is $100, and these lamb chops are $60 a piece, and this is.
So they all
organic
sit down.
Lettuce.
They all sit down and they play truth or dare as a way to have a conversation.
That, I love a little truth or dare, and I loved watching these women play truth or dare because it was very, very funny.
Tinsley was very honest, and she said she had butt sex.
Yeah, because Carol's first question, Carol's like, I don't like truth or dare because people, it's easy for them to lie. And they're like, well, like how? And then sure enough, she leads with, how old were you when you first had anal sex? And I'm thinking no one's going
to
answer that.
And that was a question to the whole table, but Tinsley just owned up.
I'll tell you.
She's drunk. As Dorinda says, she is an Olympic medalist in day drinking.
And Dorinda would know because then she's taking Dorinda's title.
So then she's like, I don't care. I was married. Like, that's what Tinsley said. Mm-hmm. And everyone was just going crazy at the amount of truth that was being drawn.
Yeah. I think Bethany called Tinsley the gift that keeps on giving because she kept talking about my husband. I cried after the anal sex and my husband's penis was really big. And then Dorinda tried to say John's penis is big and nobody believes that John's penis is big.
Maybe John's penis is big.
No, he overcompensates too much. There's no way. He probably has one of those like short, stubby, chunky monkeys.
Like when they brought out the baby carriage, because Bethany had to get size relations.
He's a bit, yeah. Bethany pulling it up the rear with the hacky sex jokes. You know, like, let's see how much. But
she did say if it was as big as Dorinda said, she would have fucked John already.
Which is. We need to get over this myth, I think, as women, where we just have this, like, thing. I don't know. It's like the not a stereotype. I don't even know what it is. But it's a myth going on that if someone has a huge wiener, women want to have sex with them. No. It doesn't. It's not about huge wieners.
Thanks for making me feel good, Joe.
Well, Joe, I wanted to share. No. you are so welcome. But I'm just saying, like, when people are like, it's like a donkey. It's like a, it's so gross. People say that.
Baby
it's like,
arm.
It's, yeah, it's like a baby arm. I'm doing the baby arm right now. And that's gross, too. That's gross.
Yeah, because okay, that's so where babies come from.
It's like a... I don't know. When people, when they hold up a giant vegetable and go, this is my boyfriend's wiener. I'm like, ah, that must ruin you every day.
Yeah. You don't like to be massaged in your stomach.
Oh my God. It's too much. There's a point where it's too much. I have plenty of friends that have told me before that they have not been able to have sex with the person because it's too much.
It might tickle your lungs
a
little bit.
There's a thing that's too much. It's no. So I think we need to stop that myth. Like, oh, yeah. Eventually you're going to hear someone go, man, it's the size of a car. It's great. Like, what are you talking about? No.
Thanks, Joe. I really feel good now.
Are we going to start talking about your wiener now?
So then we find out Carol had sex with George Clooney.
Yes, of course Carol had sex with George Clooney.
And he's a nine.
And he's a nine.
In bed. He's a nine.
And she had sex with him post... ER.
Post-ER before Ocean's 11.
So that's a big time frame.
And his wiener is a carrot size.
Yeah. Did she say that?
Baby carrot size. No.
Oh, I was like, did I miss that?
I was trying to make myself feel good again.
Did I say something that was rude or something?
I was just joking with you.
Because I'm like, I don't even remember bringing up your penis size, which is fantastic,
thanks,
by the way.
This is why I do the podcast. So then...
We can say these things because we're married.
Yeah, we're married.
So it's legal.
Under God's eyes, this is okay.
Mm-hmm. The government.
What else did we find out?
We found out that... Okay, so Tinsley's taken in the butt and crying. Oh, Dorinda says it's not natural. But sex isn't natural. And I was like, no, Dorinda, no, no, no. Oh, my God, she's a homophobe. And then she
meant man-woman.
Not with man and woman. And I'm like, okay, good. Okay, good. Because I was like, oh, God, I like you, Dorinda. I don't want to have to... you one of those people.
I think she says
natural.
No because she's grossed out by her butt.
I think she's just afraid.
Oh.
Because butt sex is scary.
I think she's grossed out by it.
She's grossed out. She just doesn't like it. And yeah. I think that, yeah.
She's like, that's where waste comes from. I'm not putting...
That's where waste comes from.
That's what it is.
I know, but that just, like, I couldn't imagine hearing a girl, that's where waste comes from.
Oh, well, I didn't want to cuss or say poop or shit. I just wanted to say waste, what it is.
That's where waste comes... That was a really nice way to say it.
Yeah.
It was also hilarious.
And then there was a dare. The dare was Sonia to make out... with the tongue,
God.
With the guy who was serving. And he seemed to be satelliting as soon as he heard it. He was like, oh, someone's going to make out. I better be the one serving now.
No, I didn't think that was the case at all.
It felt like he just came on.
But then why did he literally... That was so awkward.
Yeah.
He pulled away and it... Okay. And let's just... Not to get serious or something, but maybe a minute. Can we just say, if we're doing truth or dare, he has permission. I know it's women playing it, but turn the tables and have a guy at a table and grab a female like that, and that's assault and you're going to jail.
Oh.
And so when I'm watching that, I'm going, I don't like that. I don't like that shit. She could have said, hey, we're playing truth or dare, and I have to tongue kiss. May I kiss you? Maybe he would have.
Mm-hmm.
but she grabbed him and basically assaulted him.
Yeah, she licked his lips.
It was gross. And the poor guy looked like he didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
All she had to do is be like, hey, do you, can I kiss you? And he would say, no, you cannot.
I'm
or,
in my
yes,
50s.
You could. Yes. I want Ramona in her 40s. But didn't you kind of feel, I felt for the dude, like, he's just trying to do his job. Just, I was putting it like if it was me and there's a group of dudes and I'm servant and one of them grabs me like that.
And tries to kiss you. Yeah.
Yes. And that's another point of privilege, don't you think? Because we have Luann saying a couple episodes ago, oh, I don't want him pooping in my bathroom, the help. And now they just think since they're the help, quote unquote, they can just grab him and kiss him like they're not even people.
Yeah.
Like there's some privilege problems on the show.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with
Let's
that.
Let's check this shit.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the guy. I really did. Because first of all, probably not interested in Sonia. What if he wasn't even interested in women, period? What if he was, but he just wasn't interested in her?
Or what if he saw Sonia eat something gross and had boogers on her lips?
Or what if her teeth fall out, which happens on the show?
Oh.
I mean.
Or what if she just had a conversation about how she likes to sleep with men and then do something weird. Yeah, do ass to mouth.
Oh my God, that's so gross. I can't believe I said that.
You said that.
I did. I remember the first time I heard that term. I had heard it at a softball. I was on a softball team and two of the members were like hooking up and the guy was being totally disgusting and bragging. He's like, yeah, you did ass to mouth. And I didn't know what it was. It's apparently you go to the butt and then the genitals go to the mouth immediately. And I was like, oh no, oh no, that is a no, no, that's not what happens.
We'll talk about it.
you want to, you could just go get them divorce papers. I'll be signing them because that's not going to happen. But yeah, I was kind of mortified at that.
Yeah.
And the fact that they just thought they could grab the help. I'm over this.
Yeah.
They're human beings. That's just their job. They're not the help.
And then after that, there was a big fight between Dorinda and Luann.
Oh, Dorinda had some drinks in
her. She had too many drinks because she was going off on Luann about being married. Well, it felt like she was being belittled because Luann wasn't participating. She's married.
Well, now that Luann's married, everything is just so like, oh my God. Oh my God. Talk about anal sex. It's like, Luann, you didn't know this show, but in previous season, Luann was like hooking up left and right, which is totally fine. But let's not pretend that now you have these virgin married ears. Just when you get married doesn't erase the fact that you know what sex is and you've done it.
Yeah.
You know,
several times.
Several times. And normally on vacations.
Yeah.
With dudes.
Yeah.
And sometimes you cheat on your boyfriend, which she did.
Well, she's locking it up in Palm Beach now. So as long as they're not in Palm Beach, she's not going to talk about it.
And I think Dorinda was just like, I'm the one that always goes to bat for you. I'm the one that always sticks up for you. And now Luann makes a statement where she says, I'm so glad. Like, she basically was saying, I'm so glad I'm not you girls. I'm so glad I don't have to date and be in your world. And they're all like, hey.
Favorite line from her is like, do I talk about my marriage? Do I talk about it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Luann, you talk about it all the fucking time.
Yeah.
But everyone kind of stepped down because they didn't want to touch it.
Yeah.
And Dorinda just went at her and just said, hey.
And Bethany was trying to be the calm one in the conversation of like, okay, I can see why you're saying that.
She was. She was playing devil's advocate and saying, okay, well, I think.
She's trying to keep it calm.
She's not saying. She just wants. She had a rough start to relationship and her engagement. Now she's married and she wants to have that 6 months of pure bliss.
Yeah.
And that kind of like, everything is perfect. And Dorinda's like, we're done with it. Everyone here talks about you.
Yeah.
And I stick up for you. And then Luann, you know, was thinking, why are you telling me this? Because in a lot of ways, like, don't tell Luann that everyone was talking about her. She knows everyone was talking about her. But Luann's got to check herself.
Yeah, she does.
And Dorinda was right. And I did think it. I thought, oh, no, this is going to start. Like, she was just in her way. This is going to start this whole fight. But it cleared up really easily by Luann just admitting what she did, because Dorinda was like, you're giving me that look. And she does. She gives that countess look. Like, you should. Luann is a lot like Ramona, where she wants people around her to serve her and to praise her and to treat her like a countess.
Yeah.
Like she's royalty.
But she's not anymore.
Yes. And hide her secrets and pretend just like Ramona is trying to feed us that line that she's only had sex with three guys.
Oh, we found that out too. And oral doesn't count
Mario.
As
yeah.
sex.
And I was like, mm-hmm.
What's more intimate than a man's penis in your
mouth? That was great.
That was funny.
That Ramona said oral sex doesn't count as sex to her because it's the most intimate is vaginal intercourse. And
Carol.
And Carol's like, so a penis in your mouth isn't intimate? Because I would say that's super intimate.
That's
like,
not that intimate.
That always counts. I guess not. I mean, has she not seen Pretty Woman? Julia Roberts was a prostitute in the movie, and she wouldn't even kiss on the lips because it's too intimate.
Oh.
Mm-mm. The lips are intimate.
Cool. Well, what would you give this episode?
I liked the way the episode ended. I liked that Luann was able to admit her fault, and her and Dorinda laughed, and they're friends again. And then everyone was having a good time. I think I would give it, and I like the skinny girl placement, I'm going to give it a 6 out of 7 housewives.
It was a really good episode. I think 6 is a fair assessment. I would agree with that.
You're so politically correct right now. I love it. Oh. Like not ripping on you. You're very, I don't know if I'm using the right word, but you're just very like proper.
Are you Minnesota husbanding me?
I'm not. When he says Minnesota husband, what tends to happen is like, it's what like my parents do in their marriage. And a lot of the women do where you have to praise the man. So
and then the man will do that more.
Going.
Now, every time you praise me,
it's
always
like a form
think that
of manipulation. We're like, oh, wow, you did that all yourself. That's like my dad. Like, oh, wow, Paul, you found the vacuum. Oh, God. Joe, he found the vacuum. I'm so proud of you. And my dad's like, oh, yeah, I'm really proud of me. It's like, he's 63. He should know where the fucking vacuum is.
Okay. Cool.
I didn't Minnesota.
I know. Now that I know that happens, though, I always think, okay, is this a Minnesota?
Who do you think was best dressed of the episode?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't think best dressed for me, but I think I'm going to go with best downhill skier. I would say Bethany.
I was going to say Bethany because I liked her interview outfit too. She had kind of like a kind of sparkly dress.
So your best dress is Bethany.
And then she had a badass.
I changed it to best skier. So mine's Bethany.
Oh, yours is Bethany. We just are loving on Bethany. Did you like Sonia's Ralph Lauren hoodie with the leather arms?
Oh, that's so L.A. No.
I didn't think it was L.A. I thought it was.
Well, L.A. is like I'm wearing a cotton shirt and has leather sleeves.
I guess a little bit, yeah.
You've seen that. I think it's like 3 seasons ago or 2 seasons ago.
I thought at the dinner tonight, Ramona looked really beautiful. It's just too bad that she opens her
weird
mouth
person,
and it's a mess. And I think that was good.
Yeah, me too.
I like how we're rating our episode. Like, I think that was good.
I think we'll rate it highly.
I think it. And we didn't have anything on social media to cover. So we look forward to hearing from you guys.
Yeah, reach out to us
if
anything.
Married the number 2 Bravo on Instagram, and then Married T.O. Bravo on Facebook.
You should change it on Facebook so they match.
I know. Why didn't I?
I don't know. I think it would help.
I will. I'm going to try to change it. But for now, look for us on both.
Yeah.
And find
Thanks
it.
For listening,
and
everybody. We appreciate
and
it.
And look forward to an episode of The Housewives of OC.
We'll think about it.
I just squealed. Yeah. I did a Roman. Lamb chops.
Well, you're not 60, so it's okay.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.